Okay, so have you ever like clicked agree online without like actually reading those long terms and conditions?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Who really reads those, right?
Well, that's what we're looking at today. It's about what happens when you click agree and what it really means legally. We're doing a deep dive into this court case, Vernon v. Quest.
Yeah, this case is so interesting, because it really makes you think about what does agreement even mean in like the digital world. We don't have handwritten signatures anymore. It's all clicks and check boxes now.
Exactly. And this case really gets into those click wrap agreements we see all the time. But for anyone who isn't familiar with the case, can you like give us a quick summary of what happened?
Sure. So basically, back in the early 2000s, Quest Communications, they had this internet package called Price for Life.
Price for life. That sounds pretty good.
Right, like a fixed price, so you don't have to worry about it going up.
Yeah, sign me up. I'm guessing there's a catch though.
Oh, there's always a catch.
Right.
So to get this price for life, you had to sign up for a 2-year contract.
Okay, makes sense.
And if you broke that contract early, there was a $200 fee.
Yeah, that's pretty standard. So where does the legal battle come in?
Well, the whole fight was about Quest's subscriber agreement, specifically this arbitration clause that was in it.
Oh, the arbitration clause. I've heard about these.
Yeah, so this clause, it basically said that any problems with Quest had to be settled through arbitration, not in court with a lawsuit.
Ah, I see. So people couldn't just sue in regular court.
Right, and a lot of people, they signed up for this price for life deal, online or over the phone, and they said they never even saw the full subscriber agreement.
Oh, so they never saw the part of the arbitration.
Exactly. They argued that they never saw it before clicking agree.
So they were surprised when they tried to fight that termination fee and realized they had to go through arbitration.
Yeah, and that brings up a really big question. Can you actually agree to something you haven't even seen? That's what the court in Vernon v. Quest had to figure out. How do we define agreement when everything's happening online?
Yeah, it's kind of like signing a contract without reading the fine print. But online, the fine print is often hidden behind links and all that digital stuff.
And that's the tough part, right? How do you have convenient online transactions, but also make sure people really know what they're agreeing to?
It would be super inconvenient to have to sign every online agreement, but we don't want people to be stuck with terms they didn't even know were there.
And that's why this idea of notice is so important in cases like this. Did Quest do enough to tell customers about what was in the subscriber agreement, including the arbitration clause?
So the court had to decide, were those clicks and checkboxes really informed consent? Or were they just blindly accepting whatever terms were there? What did they decide? Did they think Quest did enough to warn customers about what they were getting into?
So this is where it gets kind of tricky. The court actually decided that Crest did do enough to give notice about the terms.
Really? Even though customers might not have read the agreement themselves?
Yeah, the court pointed out that the agreement was available online and customers got a welcome letter mentioning it and probably saw the terms mentioned other places too.
So they're saying that just knowing the agreement exists is enough, even if you don't actually read it.
It kind of seems that way, and this decision shows you how much click wrap agreements are becoming accepted. In the digital world, the court is basically saying that clicking I agree means something legally, even if you didn't read everything.
That's interesting. But what about the argument that this whole price for life thing was a bit misleading? Like, if Quest could just change the agreement whenever they wanted, was it really a price for life?
That's exactly what the plaintiffs argued, they said. Because Quest could modify the agreement later, the initial contract was illusory.
Illusory, meaning like it wasn't a real promise.
Right, because the terms could change at any time.
So they felt like they were tricked into thinking they were getting a fixed price forever.
Yeah, they thought they were signing up for a fixed price for life, as the name suggested.
But the court didn't agree.
Nope. They said that the discount itself was valid consideration.
Consideration meaning like something of value is exchanged.
Exactly. So that initial discount was enough to make the contract binding, even if Quest could change the terms later on.
So basically, they're saying a discount now is worth potentially higher prices later.
That's how the court saw it, and this raises some questions about, the power dynamics in these online contracts.
Yeah, it does seem like the companies who write the terms have a lot more power than the people just clicking agree.
Right, and it makes you wonder who's really in control in those situations.
Okay, let's get back to that arbitration clause for a second. Was there any discussion about whether the terms of the clause itself were unfair?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The plaintiffs argued that the whole arbitration process was biased against them and favored Quest.
In what way?
Well, they said there are all sorts of things about the process that made it hard for them to win.
So even if they had known about the arbitration clause, they felt like the process itself was designed to make them lose.
Basically, yeah. And the court even said that this case and others like it bring up important questions about fairness and transparency in our digital world.
So they acknowledged those concerns, but still sided with Quest.
Yeah, they did. They felt like they had to follow previous rulings that had upheld similar arbitration clauses in other Quest agreements.
So even if they weren't thrilled about it, they felt bound by precedent.
That's right. And they even admitted that they didn't love the outcome. They said they felt bound by earlier decisions, even if those decisions didn't seem perfectly fair in this case.
Wow. So even judges sometimes have to make decisions they don't personally agree with.
It happens sometimes, especially when they feel like they have to follow precedent from earlier cases.
That's a fascinating look into how the legal system works. It's not always clear cut.
Definitely not. But before we get too deep into the legal technicalities, let's step back for a moment and think about the bigger picture of Vernon v. Quest.
This case really makes you think, like, is the legal system even able to keep up with how fast technology is changing?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, think about it. This was over 20 years ago. The internet back then is completely different from what we have now.
Oh, totally. Like, clicking a button to agree to something legally, that was still a pretty new idea back then. Now we do it all the time without even thinking.
And that's a big part of the problem, isn't it? We're so used to just clicking, I agree, that we've kind of given up on actually understanding what we're agreeing to.
So where do we go from here? How do we make online agreements convenient, but also make sure people are actually giving informed consent?
That's the million-dollar question. I think one thing we need is to make online agreements easier to understand.
Like get rid of all that complicated legal language.
Exactly. Those long documents full of legal jargon are impossible for most people to understand. We need simpler language that everyone can get.
I've seen some companies trying to do that right, like giving summaries of their terms of service or using interactive things to highlight the important parts.
Yeah, those are good steps. Anything that makes these agreements more accessible is a good thing. But I also think education is super important.
Like, we need to teach people about digital contracts.
Exactly. We need to teach kids from a young age how important it is to actually read and understand these agreements before they click, I agree. It's like digital literacy 101.
Yeah, I like that. Digital literacy for the 21st century. It's so important because knowing what you're agreeing to online isn't just about avoiding legal trouble. It's about being in control of your digital life and making sure your rights are protected.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, this deep dive has really made me think I'm definitely going to pay more attention to those online agreements from now on.
Me too. I'll never look at that I agree button the same way again.
Well, that's what we like to hear. So to all our listeners out there, remember that clicking I agree might seem like a small thing, but it can have big consequences. Take the time to understand what you're signing up for, and don't be afraid to ask questions if anything is unclear. Knowledge is power, especially in the digital world.
Very well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with a final thought to think about. If you could redesign the whole online contracting process, how would you make it fairer and more transparent for everyone? It's a tough question, but definitely one worth considering. Till next time, keep those legal minds sharp and be careful with those I agree buttons.